When Thror came to Moria, the gate was open. Nar begged him to beware, but he took no heed of him, and walked proudly in as an heir that returns. But he did not come back. Nar stayed nearby for many days in hiding. One day he heard a loud shout and the blare of a horn, and a body was flung out on the steps. Fearing that it was Thror, he began to creep near. But there came a voice from within the gate.
"Come on, beardling! We can see you, but there's no need to be afraid today. We need you as a messenger."
Then Nar came up, and found that it was indeed the body of Thror, but the head was severed and lay face downwards. As he knelt there, he heard orc laughter in the shadows, and the voice said,
"If beggars will not wait at the door, but sneak in to try thieving, that's what we do to them. If any of your people poke their foul beards in here again, they will fare the same. Go and tell them so. But if his family wish to know who is now king here, the name is written on his face. I wrote it. I killed him. I am the master."
Then Nar turned the head, and saw, branded on the brow in dwarf runes, so that he could read it, the name Azog. That name was branded in his heart, and in the hearts of all the dwarves afterwards. Nar stooped to take the head, but the voice of Azog said,
"Drop it. Be off. Here's your fee, beggar beard."
A small bag struck him. It held a few coins of little worth. Weeping, Nar fled down the silver load, but he looked back once and saw that orcs had come from the gate and were hacking up the body and flinging the pieces to the black crows. Such was the tale that Nar brought back to Thrain, and when he had wept and torn his beard, he fell silent. 7 days he sat and said no word. Then he stood up and said,
"This cannot be borne."
That was the beginning of the war of the dwarves and the orcs, which was long and deadly, and fought for the most part in deep places beneath the earth. Thrain at once sent messengers bearing the tale north, east, and west, but it was 3 years before the dwarves had mustered their strength. Durin's folk gathered all their host, and they were joined by great forces sent from the houses of the other fathers. For this dishonour to the heir of the eldest of their race filled them with wrath. When all was ready, they assailed and sacked, one by one, all the strongholds of the orcs that they could, from Gundabad to the Gladden. Both sides were pitiless, and there was death and cruel deeds by dark and by light. But the dwarves had the victory through their strength, and their matchless weapons, and the fire of their anger, as they hunted for Azog in every den under mountain.